Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I stand Fogelberg bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Bob Fisher is our guest. Robert J. Fisher, CFP, the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, one of the few experts on the planet who can actually perform and train people based on the 6 thinking hats method of thinking. This method, Bob, is, as you pointed out, is parallel thinking, isn't it? And it's an alternative. Yeah. It's an alternative to arguing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why is that?
When you use the 6 thinking hats, everybody thinks in the same direction at the same time. You know, and that's why we put a hat in the middle of the room, or sometimes we put ball caps on to remind us what hat we're wearing, because everybody thinks in the same direction. And that's why, you know, when I was kidding about getting President Obama and Bonner to sit down in a room, if I could do that and just say, okay, first of all, guys, what do we really want to accomplish?
Yeah.
And then go through, if I could do that and I could force them to obey the rules,
yeah,
I know that we would come up with a lot better solution.
Well, see, you're assuming they want that they actually want a solution. That's the one thing you got to. You may be a little presumptuous there, Bob. So let's talk about the last three. Let's talk about the last three hats. We talked about the focus hat, the facts hat, the alternatives hat. What about the positive hat?
Well, one of the things that we do, when we have the yellow hat, or which is the positive hat, where we search for benefits, is we look at each of these solutions and we search for the value. Sometimes there's a lot more value created with a particular solution than we realize initially.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when we say, okay, we're going to spend 3 minutes thinking about all the values of solution B, for example, frequently what happens is we realize, one of the benefits of doing this is to, you know, create greater camaraderie or helping our customers better understand our product or educating our clients, or, you know, different values that aren't readily apparent when we first look at the solution.
Mm-hmm. Right, and a lot of times this will help other people to maybe show up and have brought in a preconceived notion about something by going over the positives. It'll help them. It'll introduce them to some of those and might change their mind. What about the risks?
Well, we call the black hat, which deals with risk, a lot of times we call it the good black hat, because, I mean, with everything that we want to do, or a lot of things we want to do in business, their risks or the concerns. And if we can get them all out on the table, frequently, as we're designing a solution, we can come up with ways to mitigate or reduce the risks or the costs or some of the negative features of particular solutions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and I can see where let me ask you this quick question. This might lead to what I was thinking about. Would you ever do 4 hats instead of 6?
Well, absolutely. Because
the reason I ask that is because I could see where a small business group would the first thing they would bring up would be the risks, and maybe there'd be a one hat meeting. What do you think?
Well, you can do that. I mean, sometimes, you know, you might say, John, listen, what I need you to do is a very thorough white hat on this, because I want to get all the facts on the table, facts that we have, and figure out the facts that we need and how we're going to get those.
That brings up a good point. So if you're going to have a full-blown meeting, should you assign somebody to each one of these hats and have them present those things?
No, because the benefit of the six hats thinking is that we want to get to thinking of everybody in the
what
room.
What if we assign one person, though, responsibility for that, even though they're not the only one with the ideas, but they're the ones who have to hold court on that particular topic so we can stay in the moment with that hat? What do you think about that?
Well, we can say John's going to list white hat facts now.
Right.
And then I would say, let's go ahead and ask what other facts we have that we need.
Right. Hey, Bob, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job. Thanks for introducing us to the six thinking hats. The book is called The Naked Portfolio Manager by Robert J. Fisher. Bob, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. It was a pleasure being here.
See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.